Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. This podcast covers micro motivators to encourage you to act because small actions can make a big difference in your life. Welcome to episode 14. Today's message is design something new. Last week, we visited a few colleges as my daughter is looking to go to school for art after high school. Luckily, we have another year, so if anyone has any tips on scholarships, please send them my way. Anyway, it was a great time to visit because there was a lot of student work being exhibited. One school was even setting up their senior thesis projects. It was awesome to see the work of students and to be inspired by their creativity. I highly recommend checking out senior thesis projects for art if you're interested in going to an art school. This is why I chose to talk about design this week. Design can come in so many different forms. What inspires you to create? What makes you feel good in your home or office? What outfits make you feel wonderful? The components of what makes you or your space yours is what design is all about. Perhaps you like boho chic or French country, or maybe you like mod or just anything that is comfortable and cozy. Whatever speaks to your soul is the design that works for you. It could be just one inspirational piece that makes a difference for you. I recently got a card from my friend Daria that I love so much that I framed it and hung it in my office. It just makes me smile when I look at it. Speaking of an office or workspace, perhaps a calendar or visual layout of your to-do items would be a design that would benefit you. Or maybe you just need something to manage your family and all the activities. My sister Beverly uses the side of her refrigerator to plan important things in the household. It's so organized and awesome. One thing that is also lovely to see in that space is that she still uses a pocket system that I made for her many years ago with each of her family members' names for their mail items or other items as well. It's really great to see that a functional design has helped her and her family. Taking a basic approach to design is as easy as getting a piece of paper and a pencil and putting them together. Digital design is also something that you can do. A drawing app like Ibis Paint X or Procreate can give you a platform for design. There are many other drawing apps out there as well. Take a look, investigate, see what might work for you. I am a fan of photo capture, and if I see a design that I like, I take a screenshot of it. It's a way to sort of do a photo collage for design. If dreaming of what you like seems to be too far into the future, but you want to do something now, simply rearrange the furniture, or try cleaning up your workspace, or adding a new piece of art or fun toy, or something else that inspires you into your environment. Or maybe it's not the space that you want to change, but maybe it's something about how you present yourself to the world. Try mixing and matching your clothes into different outfits. Add an accessory to give it a new look. I was an extra in a movie several years ago, and I had to bring a few outfits for the scene that I was going to be in. The woman in charge of wardrobe rearranged my outfits and I actually really loved it, even though I had never considered putting those pieces together. If you want to design a new look, you can also change your hair. Perhaps a new cut or color is what you need. Or maybe you need to try a new wig. There are many AI tools now that can help you design a new look before you make the big decision for change or spend a lot of money. I recently saw a clip of Cyndi Lauper on the Drew Barrymore show discussing how dressing in unique clothes and being different caused her challenges. And she said, "I didn't care. I wanted to live the life of an artist." Design helps you be uniquely you. What is the type of life that you want to live? Technology can also be a good friend for productivity, but it can be overwhelming sometimes too. Maybe clearing out what you no longer use can make you more productive, or just rearranging the icons on your phone or tablet. Changing your background can help bring a new design element into your daily routines. Be sure to choose something that inspires you and makes you feel happy. Think about it as, what do I want to bring into my world? Maybe art and design are not exactly your thing, but perhaps you love cooking. Everyone needs to eat, right? Designing a new recipe or meal presentation can help bring about your passion and creativity. It can be one element that makes a difference. Or perhaps that old item in the corner that's been gathering dust needs a new way to breathe life into it. Upcycling is another way to bring your creative vision into the world. As you clear out your closet, you can find new ways to use what you have. A while ago, I got this shirt that I loved, but the mixed materials didn't allow for it to age well. So I trimmed out the undesired fabric and had a cute cardigan as a result. I just used a thrifted pin to close it to complete the look. I must have gotten that shirt about 15 years ago, and I still wear my upcycled styling of it now. My friend Abby has been sharing her journey of creating different inks and her color testing, as well as her work with the various inks. Watching her project with the inks grow over time has been a joy. The design is part basic chemistry and part Abby's artistic talent. And my friend Jenny just shared a beautiful quilt that she finished with so many differently designed blocks. She has such a skill for color matching and putting all the pieces together. You can make a pattern for a quilt, a crochet item, a recipe, or clothes and truly make them yours. All creativity builds upon our experiences, our world around us, and what art we are exposed to, which can be a lot these days. As we speak of design, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about inventions. Patents require novelty. What makes your invention new and exciting? It often comes down to design. At a recent family get-together, we were discussing various closures of reusable bags, such as elastic, snap, or pockets. Again, it can be one little thing that makes a difference. After seeing all that art this week, I was inspired to paint. And what I created is the background for the image of the podcast this week. There are so many ways to incorporate creativity into your life. Design something new. And remember, this message is for you.